Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In the 7th Congressional District, centered in Prince William County, Democrats and Republicans who have raised the most amount of money, they're all veterans. Same thing in the neighboring 10th Congressional District in Loudoun County, where a bumper crop of candidates is vying for attention. Here's Emily Cherniak at New Politics Leadership Academy.
I think if you look historically, you know, in 1970s, over 70% of Congress had service backgrounds. And currently there's less than 20% of Congress with, you know, veterans in office. So I think we're at the lowest point in history. So it's really encouraging.
David Ramadan is a former Republican delegate who's now at the Schar School at George Mason University.
Veterans often possess strong leadership skills, discipline, and commitment to public service. And their military experience may provide them with unique perspectives on national issues such as security and defense, thus giving them an edge for congressional races. However, that alone is not enough to win elections, especially in crowded primaries.
And the primaries are crowded. The 7th Congressional District has 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans. And the 10th Congressional District features 12 Democrats and 4 Republicans. I'm Michael Pope.